This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Deaths by drug overdose in Montana continue to rise, and fentanyl is the worst drug for overdose now. Nearly 200 people in Montana died due to drug overdoses in 2021. That's nearly 40 more than those lost in 2020, and 80 more lives lost than in 2017. Yellowstone County, the state's most populous, had the highest number of fatal overdoses, followed by Missoula County. Healthcare practitioners, law enforcement agencies, and others attribute the increase to the proliferation of fentanyl, a synthetic opioid that can be up to 50 times more potent than heroin and 100 times stronger than morphine. And there's no sign of the trend slowing. During the first quarter of 2023, Yellowstone County reported 41 calls related to opioid overdoses, followed by Missoula County with 32 and Cascade County with 28 overdoses. Across the state in 2022, there were just over 1,000 opioid overdose-related 911 calls, an average of 87 per month. And Narcan, an over-the-counter nasal spray that reverses overdose effects, has become a household name. Clinics and local health departments around Montana are training the public on its use, and advocates and officials are encouraging people to carry Narcan if they believe they might know someone using opioids. For years in Montana, methamphetamine was the drug most gravely impacting communities. A public health department report from August 2020 determined that the number of deaths, hospitalizations, and ER visits related to methamphetamine had all increased substantially since 2015. Crime related to meth also had increased. But the arrival of fentanyl, a cheaper and more potent opioid, has created a new crisis. 61% of fatal overdoses nationally in 2021 that involved methamphetamine also included opioids such as heroin or fentanyl. Steve Holton has worked for the Ravalli County Sheriff's Office for more than 25 years, and he's been the sheriff for 6 years. While substance use is nothing new in the Bitterroot Valley, he said, the pervasiveness of drugs and the impact that substance use is having on the community is notably different. Sheriff Holton said, "Fentanyl is definitely on the rise. We're seeing a lot of distribution. It's super easy to get. It's super pure. There was a time when our problem was methamphetamine labs, and that is simply not the case anymore." Although the number of fatal overdoses in Ravalli County is low, according to the Public Health Department, 6 people died in 2021, Holton said those numbers don't adequately reflect the threat of the drug crisis in the community. All deputies in the sheriff's office carry Narcan, and Holton said access to the medication has prevented many overdoses from resulting in death, but he cautions that people should not assume that low fatalities means overdoses are uncommon. The Montana State Legislature is doing work of its own to reduce the number of opioid-related drug overdoses in the state. A bill signed into law in May exempts fentanyl testing strips from the list of illegal drug paraphernalia so that people can better avoid unknowingly consuming the powerful opiate when they are using other substances. A Helena woman has won Montana State University's inaugural astronaut scholarship. Amanda Hobb is a microbiology major at MSU entering her junior year. Hobb has been working since freshman year with antimicrobial ceramics in water systems to essentially purify water utilizing various elements meshed in with ceramics. Hobb said, "Getting a scholarship like this that is so attached to my interests and that's such a supportive program is like out of this world." The award is through the Astronaut Scholarship Foundation and rewards those who study science, technology, engineering, or mathematics with the intent to pursue research or to advance their field after graduation. Ultimately, Hobb would like to see her water purification invention used aboard spacecraft. Hobb said, "Anywhere you're dealing with water can definitely be an option, but it's way more exciting to talk about its applications on the space station." The scholarship awards the recipient with $15,000 toward the upcoming school year and with a network of support and mentorship. Additionally, Hobb and nearly 70 awardees will be honored at a gala event put on by the foundation in Florida, home to the Kennedy Space Center. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.